This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want us to read Hebrews 2, and while you're turning there, I'm going to give a quick review. The first message, I won't do this every week, we can't, because after a while it doesn't pay to review, but the first message 2 weeks ago, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. The word is effulgence. It means when you look at Jesus, you see the radiance of his light, and he's the exact representation of his being, which is a poetic way of saying Jesus is God. You see Jesus, you've seen God. Anything you want to know about the Father, look at the Son. The second chapter last week talked about drifting. Be careful not to drift away from the message. Don't ignore or neglect your salvation. And people drift from the Lord in the same way that people drift in relationships. People neglect the Lord in the same way they neglect something going on in their lives. And the opposite of neglecting is to spend time. How do you not neglect the Lord? Do the same thing you do with a spouse or your children or your parents. You spend time with them. You want to know how you don't neglect the Lord? You spend time in his word. You don't ignore your salvation. It matters to you. What matters to him matters to you. And now today, the third message, we talk about the fear of death. It's Hebrews 2, verse 9, and then verses 14 and 15. I want to focus on the first words I read, verse 9, but we see Jesus. I didn't find much in commentaries about it, but one commentator pointed this out. It doesn't mean we see Jesus intellectually, we see Jesus visually. It means that you comprehend who Jesus is. I'm convinced there are men in this room that it wasn't until you came to a particular service in this building, or maybe next door in the old building, and you left and you said to yourself, I see Jesus. I understand why he came. I understand what it means that he died on the cross for my sins in particular, not just the world in general. I see what he means to my life and to my eternity. There are women in here that there was a point in time that you can point to. You can name the date and say, that was the day that I left here. And I said to myself, either literally or figuratively, I see Jesus. To see Jesus means to understand who he is and what he is. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, meaning he became a man, and now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. To taste death means that Jesus experienced death in every way. He had an anticipatory experience of death. You know, some people who die in their sleep have no warning and they just go to sleep one night and the next thing they know, they're in eternity. There's no anticipatory experience of death. Jesus anticipated death. He languished in death. He suffered pain in death. It's safe to say that Jesus Christ, in his substitutionary death on the cross, tasted death in every sense of the word. He experienced it. That's what it means in verse 9, that by the grace of God, he would taste death for everyone. Let's bring up verse 14 again. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. What's the power of death? Fear. Fear. Henry Nouwen was a great writer, and he died just several years ago. He's actually a Catholic priest. He wrote this years ago about how our fear, so many of our fears come out of this phrase, what if? Don't raise your hand, but some of you have asked the what if question this week about something. Well, what if this happens? Well, what if this doesn't happen? Well, what if he does this? What if she doesn't do this? Well, the what if question is the basis of a lot of fears in your life and my life. This is a Christmas message, believe it or not, that Jesus is the deliverer that delivers people from their fear of death that's held them in bondage all their lives. It'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.